even if it's with milk together, the medicine is stuck in chisal. The nafkamina is the ma'isa la'alocha we paskin. The person ate fleishiks, and 6 hours pass, and he's about to eat cheese, and he feels a piece of meat stuck in between the teeth, he has to take it out. Because we are choshesh, maybe the reason Chazal said for 6 hours, because after 6 hours it will be cleaned out. This is one reason. Another reason the poets can bring down, that the teva of meat, fleishiks, is heavy. When you eat it, it stays inside, and if a person burps or something, you could feel like a kind of taste of meat goes up, Chazal say. But maybe till 6 hours, the taste goes up to the mouth. But maybe if you eat it with cheese, you're eating a taste of cheese and flesh together. So for these two reasons, Chazal. Zogin Chazal nafkemina, zogin the poisim. We choshish for both reasons. What would be if someone has a little kid, and he chews, the kid, it's very hard for the kid to chew meat. So you chew for him the meat, and then you take it out. And now you're little, but you didn't swallow it. Even so, you become fleishik for 6 hours. Because we have a tzad that the reason you become fleishik is not because you swallowed meat, because it got stuck in between the teeth. So if you choose meat for the kid, even if you didn't swallow it, you become fleishik. You learn this reason, so when you want to eat fleishik, you'll just swallow it without chewing it. But if the reason is because the taste goes up, meaning the poiskim paskin la'alocha, we choishish for both reasons together. And we made a sigh if you swallow meat, or sigh if you chew it. Now, the Loshon HaMechaber is Tzorich Sheyamtin Sheishos, 6 hours. The Ramo brings down Yesh Oymim De'ein Tzorich Lehamtin Sheishos Rak Miyad Im Silek Vebirech Ve'aminek Poshut Lehamtin ומדינס אלו אחר אכילס הבוסר שו אחס ואיכלים אחס גבינה. So the Mechaber brings down that you have to keep 6 hours. The Ramo brings down that you have to keep 1 hour. זוג דתז. Even if the Ramo says to keep 1 hour, Mari ra'oisim shor midayin lemisho achas achar asud as boso. Doctor, it's not right. Avol ve'ein limchis biyodo. Avol bebne teire roi limchis ve'ligor bohem shelo yakilu pochis misheshoes. Bnei teire have to keep 6 hours. What is the task? In Germany, it was a minig to keep 3 hours. The Yekes, the Breuers, they keep 3 hours. Now, it's very schwer from where these 3 hours came. Yes. When you look in Aloche, it looks like Nishtayin, Nishtayin, yeah? It's 1 hour the Ramo, and it's 6 hours the Mechaber. From where this Yekes and minig came for 3 hours. They say the Mocker is Kishir Seude. Those people wait in between lunch and supper. Is the nice forum show sheminag Ashkenaz is lemudis chutz. The Meister of Shlomo Zalman Alamol will tell people that if you have been teira, you have to keep 6 hours. Ben teira keeps 6 hours. That's why someone is German, has a minag, a German minag, chweis nish. Da wissen wie stark is. No. If you mincha Shabbos, he wears a talis also. When he gets aliyah. Now, in the 6 hours is a lot of different minhagim. What is 6 hours? Some people, 6 hours is 6 hours. A lot of people say that is enough, almost 6 hours. Towards the end of the 6 hours, Loshon HaMeiri and Chulin Kufei, Keshesh, almost, Roiv Sheshos, like a little couple, almost. A lot of people have 5 and a half in a minute. 5:31. Shlomo Zalman says the Mokir is Lashon HaRambam Keshesheus. So it's 5 and a half in a minute. I know 5:31 is most of Sheshoes and different Sheshoes. It's different minhagim. And again, everyone could. If you don't have a minhag, Shlomo Zalman says you take 6 hours. You don't change. But if you have a minhag, so if it's 5.5 in a minute, it has a mokar. Almost Shoshos also has a milk. Okay. Now let me gain one more step. What happens if a person is waiting 6 hours? It happens a lot of time. He's sitting in Seder. Supper is milchiks. Lunch is fleishiks. It was meat. And he ate meat. Towards the end of the second Seder, he feels the epis in his mouth. So he plays with it and he takes it out. Yeah. Now, but instead he's in Bismedrash. It's Mishgishmak to spit out in Bismedrash. So he swallows it. So now the Shaila is, no, he swallowed meat now. Another 6 hours or not? Happens a lot of times. He feels something stuck. Yeah. We'll see what it is. If he felt something stuck, he's not sure what it was and he swallowed it. Yeah? If you have to be choshesh, maybe it was the meat or not. He's also machlekes of them. But you know for sure it's a piece of meat. You're working on it for 10 minutes to get it out, and then you swallowed it. Now you can't eat supper in yeshiva or not. Aloch alamaisim. Can't eat. Just no aloch alamaisim. So in Sefer Zerzov he says you don't have to wait another 6 hours, because 6 hours is from the time you eat. In Badei Ashulchan he says even in a small little dot of meat, if you swallowed it, 6 hours start to count again. A lot of people in America follow the sefer. From when you count the 6 hours, we paskin la aloche from the time you finish to eat fleishiks. Not like the Oruch HaShulchan. The Oruch HaShulchan says from the end of the meal. But a lot of time you get a Shabbos morning. Yeah, you go to eat somewhere, Suda Shabbos. So the meat, Lamazan, going to finish 12 o'clock. But not then, the desserts with the schmoozing with alts is still 2 o'clock. From when you milchiks. The Oruch HaShulchan says 6 hours from 2 o'clock. The Maise, Klal Yisrael paskin, from the minute that you finish to eat the meat, from then you count the 6 hours. Now what would be if you misupik of 6 hours past? That Klal happens a lot. You're not sure. Especially you're not sure when they finished to eat the meat in the meal. You know it was not till then, it was not till 2 o'clock. You know, the last hour was watermelons and cakes, you know. But you were stupid, maybe with something in the test. You're not sure. So the Ma'adon HaShulchan, the Shevet HaKehosi, they're Mekel. The Yad Yehuden is Machmir. Yad Yehudi is very Choshev Pesach in Yeredeye. The Bade HaShulchan, he brings the Achroe that if you could find out, the Moshe, you could ask the Olam that were there. Sometimes you ate with a couple guys. You could find out. Then you have to find out. But if you ask in the Mishpacha who members when we eat and no one members, so Misafik, you don't have to keep it. Especially, he says, but he says like this, Lekatchila to be machmir, if you can't find out, Hamekilo hifsid, befrat if it was only chicken. Again, and here I'm scared. I say, I don't know, we learn a lot, we have to be scared. Because Chaznish doesn't like that we start to play with his ach. But we have to know, chicken cooked with milk is the Rabbanan. Chicken after milk is a minik derabonon. You have an hour that lefi derabonon is for sure okay. The shaila is, and that derabonon should be derabonon, that the mechaber is machmir, chob a sofik derabonon should derabonon should derabonon, and mokim directly vrure. But again, the man is talking about the shulchan, when you for sure ate chicken, and you didn't eat meat, the man is in derabonon, and it's a chumre. Now, later we'll go on to the more protein. This is halacha. This chelik halacha is poshut, so I want to bring it down here. A par of zach, fish, potatoes, rice, carrots, that was cooked in a fleshy kepat, ben yoimer, like we said last night, ben yoimer means that was used in the last 24 hours for meat, but it was clean. So the halacha is, we said, if you cooked in a fleshy kepat, ben yoimer, that was loose for fleshy in the last 24 hours, the shas that you cooked it was ben yoimer, rice, potatoes, carrots, all these achim, bnei Ashkenaz are not allowed to eat it with milk, like we'll say later. You're not allowed to eat it with milk. We call it kuta, dogim sha'olu bekeoro, osu le'ochlam bekutach, fish that was oile bekeoro, fleishik ben yoymoy also la ochle bekutach, you're not allowed to eat it with milk. Then you're not allowed to put cheese on that rice, you're not allowed to put cheese on that kugel, but it doesn't make you fleishiks. So this halacha is poshut. Later we get to the protein. But legabi, what for sure, if you ate something that was done in the last 24 hours, what will be later a shayla, what would be if it had fleishiks inside it? The moshel. Someone fries lamazog and hatogs and potatoes together. Now, you didn't eat the hatogs, you only ate the potatoes. Then it's not so posh that you don't become fleishiks. We'll leave it for a different shlav. Now he's speaking as a person that used a fleishik pat was clean, but it was ben yoimoy. Then likule alme, you don't become fleishiks. You can eat mamish one after each other. The ganze with binag ashkenaz, we don't eat milchiks together, is we don't eat milchiks with the flesh together. Now, I want to go to another halacha that a lot of people don't know, especially if they come from America. This, the halacha is that after fleishiks, you're not allowed to eat milchiks. After milchiks, you're allowed to eat fleishiks. Especially in Shavuos, it's nigea a lot of times. After cheese, you eat a cheesecake, you drink a coffee, you're allowed to eat fleishiks. La halacha we pasken, you have to wash your mouth, and you have to make adocha v'kinuach. Adocha v'kinuach is, you drink something and you eat something, or you gargle your mouth, but you could drink something, you eat a piece of cake, a piece of challah, and then, tchila not to do it in the same sehuda, to have maybe a hefsek of half an hour, but lemaisa, after milchiks, you could wash your mouth, you clean your mouth, make a little hefsek. What would it be if you ate yellow cheese? Zog de Ramo. Ochal gvino mutar leochel achov boso. Check your hands. Yesh machmirim afilu bebosor achar gvina. You're not allowed to eat fleishiks. V'chein noyagim shekol shagvina kosho en oichlim achro afilu bosor oif umi utav leachmir. Paskins the Ramo, the same thing, we don't eat after fleishiks milchiks. After cheese, we don't eat flesh. And lefid them, the marshal, if a person eats pizza, so he has to wait 6 hours till he eats fleishiks. If he eats hard cheese or lasagna, it's only after hard cheese. And lemaise, olive choshev tamid chacham and not Yisrael are makbid on it. I don't even want choshev tamid chacham and not Yisrael that is not makbid, that if he eats a pizza or if he eats a lasagna, I don't know if they eat it, but lomazal on the tzad that they eat it, they wait 6 hours. In America, a lot of people don't know this halacha bichlal exists, and even the ones that know, I'm saying tamid chacham for sure know what I'm saying, the amcho, and even a lot of people that know, mishumah they don't keep this halacha so much, yeah. So I want to be masber shtikel that tzdode ha-shayle, and then we'll say what is poiske zmaneinu and poiske el tisrol v'chutz la-oretz paske. The Tazok tazay. The Ramo says that the same chumah that we have not to eat milchiks after fleishiks, we don't eat fleishiks after cheese. Zog the Taz. Pirush, you have to wait 6 hours after the cheese. What is cheese? Zog the Taz. Shiur gvina kosho. Shezochar Ramo, haynu sheovro leovov chaydoshim, that 6 months passed and the cheese. Oishi mitulas kolkach, that they have like worms inside. Dein isu bebosor achar gvina, the dafka tam bosor zakter azay. I hold zakter, why you have to keep after flesh 6 hours? Because I hold that the taste goes up. Cheese, if you drink milk, the taste doesn't go up. Hard cheese, it goes up. Only real heavy cheese. Yeah, the Metzia says after pizza, it goes up even for days. Yeah, no, the Metzia says, that's it. That's what he says. But about we'll see. The Valley says, Memele has to be a really heavy cheese. That it's stark. Other Mephoshim say, Fakat, we said the reason in meat, you have to wait 6 hours because it gets stuck inside your teeth. Milk doesn't get stuck inside your teeth. He says, but hard cheese, that you have to, you know, the old real hard cheese, also gets stuck. These are the two reasons. So the Ramo brings down the Teres Chatos, the reason because it gets stuck. Rebbe Liashiv, comes Rebbe Liashiv in Paskin, that our cheese, you have to keep 6 hours after the cheese. They went and they asked Rebbe Liashiv, if you ate pizza, you have to keep 6 hours? The pizza is already, he said, maybe it's made from hard cheese, but it's melted when they put it on top of the pizza. He says, you have to wait 6 hours anyways, because the taste goes up. And as they, in Pischa Aloches, Chelek Aleph, they bring down Bishmoy, Sefer HaKashris, Pnina Amor. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach also said you have to wait 6 hours after cheese, after pizza. And Shlomo Zalman told Rav Neuvel that even that, we'll say, we'll explain a little bit, all different hard, different cheese are different. Shlomo Zalman says we're not Mechalek. Was the Maisa in Kulteira once, some Bochum ate Friday afternoon pizza. They were hungry, they went to a pizza shop. So they came to ask Rav Shlomo Zalman if they could eat Suda Shabbos in Yeshiva. They serve fleishiks. If you eat Friday afternoon pizza, you can't eat fleishik lel Shabbos. Shlomo Zalman told him, this time you could eat, but don't do it again. He asked him, one of Shach. So, Weisdeis of Shlomo Zalman didn't hold that it's a psag gomu that these cheeses are really hard cheeses. But he hold the Maisa Sido Azah Alochen Ramo. So, Bemele, this is called the yellow cheese, it's called the hard cheese. So, he didn't tell me, he said, this time you could eat, next time not. I don't know if it was a cool of Yeshiva Bachim, it was a cool of a person that didn't know the halachas. But if you know Yom Chamishi by night, so next Friday you know what to do, yeah? You can't say, I'll eat pizza Friday afternoon and then eat a Suda Shabbos. Now, in Pnina Amor, he brings that he asked Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. And the Maaseh say, our yellow cheese, it's not such, you know, they say if you go around to look, they have these from Switzerland, these hard, real hard yellow cheeses. They pay a lot of money for them. They have like holes inside. So I said, choshevei hard cheese. Rav Shlomo Zalman said, you're right. But he said, what in that days they got in 6 months, in our days, with all of the machines that they have, they get all the chemicals, we get to the same result, the same koyach, if the oimek of the cheese, in 2 days. It's not the pshat that our cheese is not made for half a year. If you try to make this yellow cheese yourself, it will take you years. Pshat, they have the process that they put chemicals inside that rushes the process, yeah? But it's also 6 years. Le'umas them. They say that Rabban Kotler said they bring hard cheese to Rabban Kotler. He said that's Hesish can hard cheese. So some people in Israel say that the American cheese, that 101, 110, I don't know how they call these, you know, blocks of cheese. These cheese are a little bit softer than Maisa from the cheese that they sell in Israel. Now recently you could buy this soft cheese also in Israel. But you say that the yellow cheese in Israel is attacked a little bit harder. It gets harder very quick also. Yeah, it's under matzav. So some people say Nishkin Machlekes, Rabban saw American cheese, the Rabban Yisrael saw Israeli cheese. So maybe if you have Israeli cheese, like, you have to be Makbid, American cheese. And Rabban Morgenstern bring him Beliashi American cheese, he told him it's the same. He said, it's yellow. He said, it's the same. Rav Osner says you're not allowed to. Again, Mitzad Sheni, the Be'er Moshe in America said you're allowed to. So the shaila is the ma'aseh what a person has to do. The Moshe Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach taines that a lot of times the metzias is that the cheese that you get in the store is already 6 months after it left the factory. Especially maybe not, I'm not sure if the 101 cheese, but the, you know, they have these triangles of cheese, they have inside things. If you could look on the date if it's made, the last expired date is over for 6 months. And after that, even if the date is not mamish, sometimes it takes a month till they take it out of the factory. So it could be even today, if you have a yellow cheese that is 6 months, and the Taz says that in 6 months you have to be machmir. So I'm saying like this. Lemaise la'alocha lemaise, it's hard to say to yell on a bocha that after pizza eats fleishiks, to tell him you're wrong. I want to be mindful of the dvorim in the richtig echet tzurah. First, a person has to know a sidor hazar aloch. So the same thing after fleishik sidor is milchiks, sidor ramo, that after cheese you don't eat fleishiks. Shumazamer Rabbi Yashiv and Rabbanu Eretz Yisrael are much more noted to be machmir. Some people are more machmir, the Israeli cheese and the American cheese, they're more maker. The Choshev Tamil Chachom in Eretz Yisrael themselves for sure are machmir al atzmo. Again, a bocha that wants to be machmir, again, I'm not saying he has to. There's a big mocking of Shemazam will tell him to do it, Rabbi Yashiv will tell him to do it, most Choshev Rabbanu will tell him to do it. A bocha says, you know, I can't, there's too much chumus, you know, it's very hard for me. So, a bocha, I'm saying again, these things, it's only for, you know, the oilam that are here, to understand. Le Moshel, this is what I was mekabel from Rabbi Yisai, a bocha that it's hard for him to be machmir, but to be machmir than an hour in between pizza and fleishes. Because the Ramos says, le maise, even in meat, the Ramos says, mi ikar adin is an hour. Zog the taz, b'nei teira have to keep six. They don't have to keep six. That's like the task. Everyone has to say there is a bintayr. The marshal, we know la aloche. If someone is sick, he doesn't have to keep 6 hours. You don't have to make him a toras nadar. Sick doesn't mean a headache, yeah, that you come late to say it. Man, sick, you're sick. But you don't have to have pikuach nefesh. Again, not to start to be makel in the zachen because you pour his gedder. But you have to know that the shadows come all about from the hospital. You know, the hours that they serve the food in the hospital doesn't work out. And a lot of different chetimtzes. A person has to know. Mu'beres, meiniko. It's all different kulis. Mechai gav know what to do. Again, you have to know, is a ramoev an hour? Then it's, again, I said, Adam, chas v'shalom, not to use it to be makel, but you don't have to. But fuck it. We know me'ikar adin midei raisa, it's mevushal. Midei rabbonon when it's mixed. It was a minig that klal yisrael, it's from gemore, not to eat one after each other. But we're saying, the Ramos said the minig is an hour. The mechaber said 6 hours, look the taz. Benteira has to be makbi to do the mechaber. Say no. Benteira has to be makbi to do the mechaber. Now, the Ramos brings down what happens to cheese, and after it, some people say it's the same, some people say it's not the same. Toiv le'achmir. The ganze red that we're speaking is a toiv le'achmir. Toiv le'achmir, but we do the Ramos. But it's a toiv le'achmir from the Ramos. The mele, if you keep an hour, so the pshat is the same. You're not so sure if it's the same cheese. Even if it's the same cheese, I'm keeping an hour. But Hashem, you get older, you keep more. I want to be masmer. If Chaim Shmulevitz said, Alamol, Sidor Gimorim, one of the Amiroim said, Chmilishta Zevi, my tata, the Gimorim Chulin brings it down. My father kept 24 hours in between Fleishiks and Milchiks. I keep only 12 hours. What is the problem? Vishleim, if you say my father learned 24 hours, I'm only learning 12. It's hard to learn 24 hours. My father kept 24 hours in between fleishik and milchiks. I only keep 12. So he kept 24 hours. Yechidus Adeiros. My father kept 24, I kept 12. What was it? If you say your father learned the whole night and you didn't, again, I fall asleep. I can't. I call him Sachar for a And what is the pshat? My father kept 24 hours, I'm keeping 12. Zok the Chaim Shmulevitz, the aloha is 6. Tosidus. But even the 6 is in yonim, it's not. It's in yonim. What the pshat? So what is father? His father made a hachoke, more from the aloha, for 24 hours. This hachoke has no point to do if you're not holding it at madrega of that hachoke. It's not aloha like that. It's time not to eat. Who are you punishing? He said, I'm in the madrege where I'm holding his 12. There's no mocking for me to make him 24 hours. It's an ishtazah aloche. Maybe his meat left. There's no chash. It's a madrege for narchoke. It's a echer madrege. I'm not holding it at madrege. So he said, oh, you're in a sateris. My father was massing 24 hours. My asoga is 12. So I'm saying, in the same as Achdo, the Rabbon Eretz Yisrael, Rabbon America, Bichlal didn't hold from this school. I'm saying, it's hard, you know, to speak to American Bachim. Yeah, but you know, we know it's Israel now. More than Israel, Yashim, Shmuzalman. They were makbid very much on that. I'm saying, is the Indian, even a bocha that doesn't want to take on this, if he takes on the Indian of the hour to keep the Ramah, that I think Rav Shmuzalman, chutz from Rav Shmuzalman said that Ein Lechalek. He said, is a aloche. That in fact, as I remember the first years when I speak about it, Well, Bachel had never heard of Sidas and Musak Bichlal not to eat flesh and gaffed cheese. They were sure, you know, as Ebech Gizok, you know, that Chvetish was. Is the aloha? He said the cheese today is a bit different, a bit that. Is the aloha from the Ramah? We have to keep these alohas to our choke from fleshiks and milchiks. So maybe if you at least mekayim, it's not stop shot. It's a chvev le'armi from the Ramah and the chumre, the mele, if we do that chumre, the mele, at least we keep ours, I think, is a mokum. Again, if someone doesn't learn the halachas, and he never heard a shir, and stop to keep, here he keeps an hour, here he keeps 6 hours, there's a knowledge guy. But if you learn the Indian, and you understand, it's an hour. Ramon, noch a Ramon, not only that. The ganze cheese, after, not to eat after cheese, is only Ramon. It's not even mechaber. It's a meaning that the Ramon, the mushroom, the kafachayim brings down, that the Eretz Yisrael was not miskabel. He tells us that the Sfarim will never miskabel this minig of the Ramah b'chlal. The Sfarim will not miskabel this minig of the Ramah, says the Kaf HaChaim. Lo miskabel. Yeredei Simen Peites. The minig of Shalayim are yole hokel, I'm sorry, the Ben Ishchai, not the Kaf HaChaim. Ben Ishchai, Parsha Shlach, Shemehid Me'agromani, the minag Yerushalayim or lehokev lelehamtin klal. Kaf HaChaim says, b'shem, again, all these rabbonim, I don't know exactly, that if it's a Suffolk hard cheese, you also can be makel. So we have a Suffolk hard cheese, if it's hard cheese, it's a minag that was not niskabel the Ramah, but the Ramah was machmir. The Ramah is the one that said that the etzema hour is enough. No boss, we are machmir m'neteret to keep 6 hours. So I'm not saying, the oilam that firtzach in Gansen, the choshev of Netere, and as Hashem, when he comes to the Madrege, take it to Filzach Hazet. Keep 6 hours. I'm sure Mazaman told everyone to do it. Rabbi Yashiv tells people to do it. I'm not saying not to do it. Well, my kids, I don't stop them, you know. I try. My girls, mainly. Yeah? I don't. My wife keeps. The kids, it's Machum Meshuge. But I don't let them to eat after. Wait now! So I'm saying, I'm all of these clothes, the tzus of the shmeise. So I would say more, and chicken is much lighter, but Chaznish says, not to feel to chazay and nuggets, because then you make the whole flavor. So, but again, as the marshal, I'm all, a bocher decides he would try, I don't want to say bli neida, he tries to be machmer, la mazog, not to keep 6 hours. Chosh me bocher. Then he forgot he ate pizza Friday, he forgot he comes somewhere to eat. And it's chicken and meat. It's the chicken, it's the meat. Now, we'll go to the next halacha. This is the halacha that is the most motzui that is nagia legabe eating fleshiks and melchiks together. We said that we learned last year that it's a musig of kli ben yoymoy and kli she'eina ben yoymoy. Kli ben yoymoy means a kli that was cooked fleshiks before in it, and now you're cooking with the potatoes and other zach. In 24 hours, it's called noisen tam. The minhag Ashkenaz noisen tam, you're not allowed to eat it together with milchiks. What would be, a person has a fleshik kapat, he cooked potatoes in the fleshik kapat. So these potatoes now, in 24 hours, have a din of nois and tam. He took these potatoes, and he cooked them now in a different dish. What is the halacha of that dish? He cooked them in a milchika dish. A milchika dish is not ben yoymoy. It's eina ben yoymoy. He wants to know if he made the milchika dish straight. Again, he cooked potatoes in a fleshik pot. He took the potatoes and now he put them in the chop pot. But there was no meat in the milchik pot. So we call it nois and tam. The pot gave tam in the potatoes. And the potatoes gave a tam in the milchik pot. Nois and tam, ben nois and tam. The pot doesn't become muscle. Now, the halacha is like this. You're not allowed to take this potato, we said, and cook it with milk. and you're not allowed to lekatchile cook it in a milchi kepat. You're not allowed to, we said, to take this potato and put it in a milchi kepat. And the same thing, you're not allowed to take this potato and eat it with milchik. This is poshut, you're not allowed to eat it with milchik. But we said, you're allowed to eat it, and after that, eat milchik. Because the potato is not fleishik. It's nois and tam. You can eat that, you don't become fleishik, and you're allowed to eat it. This is a normal halacha. We'll go to the next step. A person cooks, and this happens every time in a dira, you have a fleishik pot, you didn't use it for 24 hours. Now you're doing chips. Took the fleishik apart, not the oil that you did, fleishiks, and you're doing chips after 24 hours. You want to put cheese on these chips. You're allowed to or not? Here, it's very nice and tam livgam, because it's after 24 hours. You're allowed or you're not allowed? So avada, if a person made chips in such a pot, and now he wants to put on it cheese, he's allowed to. Nois and tam livgam, you're allowed to. This is what we pass him, the Ramah. But, and here is a very big but, you're not allowed to lekatchile fry the cheese in a pat eina ben yoimoy to go to eat them with cheese. Again, to make it clear. Potatoes, we'll make four halachas. These halachas are kimat motzi. If a person remembers these halachas, again, in all these klalim is animal klal. Asir shehu ben yoimer, we said something that was cooked in 24 hours. If you're cooking with potatoes, you're not allowed to eat them with milchiks. Even if it's not hot. You're not allowed to eat the potato and put on the cheese and eat it together. One after each other yet, together not. This is nice and tam. If it's nice and tam, livgam, the pot was not used in the last 24 hours, you're allowed to eat it with cheese together. But, you're not allowed to lekatchile cook in a kli she'enei ben yoimoi al menas to eat it with cheese. If you cooked it stam and then you decided to eat it with cheese, what is the marshal? A person cooks a cake in a fleishik pot. The cake is a cake. Then he wants to eat it with coffee. Yeah, he's mixing it in the mouth. It's pieces of cake yet, and then milk runs over. So if Luyutsu, when he made the cake, he made a cake. Alama Zogam, cheese? Well, cheese, if you're thinking cheese, you would not use a fleishik pot. He made potato chips. Comes a new roommate. Shugas, he likes to put cheese on top of it. Machepes. Everyone in Dira thinks ketchup is better. I mean, cheese is better. So when we did it, we didn't think that he will do cheese. Then you're allowed to eat it. But if you had a das, it's also to do it. It's a Yad Yehuda, and the Ramah Alein is Nishmuch, it's a Yad Yehuda. Now, the Shaila in the Poiskim is, a lot of times, what happens if you're not sure? The Marshal, a person is doing a cake, a chocolate cake. It's not that, but, you know, some people maybe will eat it with coffee. He doesn't know. The Achronim Zmaneinu are clearing, what we ask her to do it, it's when you're planning to eat it with cheese. This is also, or it's a pshat, even if you're not planning for sure, you're not sure. You don't know. Sometimes the item like chips with ketchup. Sometimes they like with mustard. Sometimes they like this. Sometimes they like with cheese. Some people say, this is muta. The issue is if you have a das to eat it with cheese, this is what they ask for. And I'm talking for kelp. You have to have a das not to eat it with cheese. But if you know some people mix together amol hazeh and amol hazeh, now, another zach that is lekatchile, if it's not nice and tam livgam, dehainu, you took a pot and you cooked potatoes inside. Fleishik a pot, so we told you that you're not allowed to eat it with milk, right? If it's nice and tam livgam, you're allowed to eat it with milk. Again, lekatchile not to do it, but you're allowed to. If it's nice and tam lishvach, you're not allowed to. Bochim every time asks the shayla. They have a pot, they fry chips. The pot is fleishik a pot, ben yoimoy, they're not going to eat it with cheese. Oh, but the plates and the room are milchiks. He wants to know if he could take the chips and put it on the plate. he's be'etzem taking a tam and putting it on the plate. So the place can say not to put it straight on the plate. To take it with a spoon and then to put it. So it's not irui mikli rishay. So it's be'etzem kli sheni. If it's kli sheni, so the bli is in kli sheni, even if it's a double gush, but it's only a kli sheni. If it's a irui mikli rishay, could be irui mikli rishay as mevasher, so then it's also, because you're cooking it again. But the evid, if you did it, it's okay. But the evid, if you did it, it's okay. But lekatchile, when to do it with the irui, then the mele it's muta. I want to mesayim with the Orach Chaim HaKodesh. The Orach Chaim HaKodesh Zokt says it's the Parsha Shavua and it's the Achon at the Shemitah. He says, "V'chitoyim ruma noichal bashono ashvis." If you will say, "Man noichal bashono ashvis," "V'tzivisi es birchosi lochem," "V'osasol l'sholish hashonim," "Shishi shvis shminis." If a person will say, "Man noichal bashono ashvis," "Hein le'nizra ve'le'nesef es tvuaseinu." But Tzivisi is because Frek Dor Achaim HaKodesh. What would be if you were not saying Man Noichal? It's mashma, Im Noimar Man Noichal, but Tzivisi is Birchosi. What would be if you were not Noimar Man Noichal? It's mashma, that then HaKodesh Baruch Hu will not be Metzave de Broche. If a person doesn't ask questions, Hashem is not Metzave de Broche. V'chisayim Hu Man Noichal, but Tzivisi is Birchosi. Zok Dor Achaim, if a person will not noimar manoichal, Hashem will not give him for 3 years. Mamish, a little bit will grow. But you know what happens? What will happen will be, oichlim kima v'mizborech b'me'ayim. They will take a bite and they will get full. They will take another bite and they will take full. They'll be full. Now that they said manoichal, Hashem says, don't worry. Tzivisi es b'chosi, packs and packs. He has to start hire trucks and machsanim and houses and houses, all different places to keep so much. He's working meshuga. And Baruch Hashem, he says, oh, Baruch Hashem Shviz, you see the bracha? Aber on manoichal, he would have exactly what to eat. Just would grow a little bit. Eichlim kimo mizbaruch v'meim. Zok devel. Person Amol is sitting and learning in yeshiva for a couple of years. They says, oh, what was Amit Parnasa? So he goes out to work, you know. Mayor of his kids, it was like ganze mishpacha. He started to work in Baruch Hashem, noch million, noch hafa zweite million, because I'm multimillionaire. Then he has to start to marry off his kids. Comes the first shidduch, they asked him for $10 million. So as a multimillionaire, for sure. Noch a shidduch. As a, he makes 5-6 shidduchim. The ganze geld. He comes back to the chasna, he turns over to his mishpacha, and Nessa went out to work. I would not have to work. I would never manage to make it. If you would sit and learn, they will take your kids anyways. You wanted to work? I gave you to work for 50 years. You didn't gain. This is exactly what had to come to you. Person works, oh, he falls, he tears up at his foot. It's expensive operation, billion. Oh, next that I went to work. If you would not go to work, you would not have this cut. I'll give you the pain. I'll give you a tooth pain, foul thing. $200 to fix it for Fatih. If you're worried, I'll give you a lot. Work day and night, make a lot of money and feel good. This is the bitochen of Shem Rishvis. This is the achone. So the animals bekubel, the parshas behar, that comes parshas Shona Hashmiz. This is the first achone of Hashem Shona Hashmiz. This is coming because of the parshas behar before Shona Hashmiz. This is the achone for the Shemitah Be'ezus Hashem.